This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Russian President Vladimir Putin has visited the Russian-occupied Ukrainian city of Mariupol. This, according to a report on Sunday from the Russian state news agency TASS. This follows Putin's visit to Crimea on Saturday. Saturday's trip came the day after the International Criminal Court issued a warrant for Putin's arrest, charging him with being responsible for the abduction of children from Ukraine. Former U.S. President Donald Trump announced on Saturday that he believes he will be arrested soon. VOA's Steve Herman has the story.
Former President Donald Trump, in a message on his Truth social media platform on Saturday morning, said he will be arrested Tuesday and called on his supporters to protest. He did not give details. It is known that authorities in New York City have been looking at charges against Trump in a so-called hush money case in which a former adult film performer was paid to keep silent about an alleged affair with Trump before he was president. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Thousands of protesters on both sides of Israel's political divide over judicial reform took to the streets of Tel Aviv Saturday night. While police intervened to avoid any violent confrontations, protests have entered their 11th week as the government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is pushing ahead with the legal overhaul, which opponents say would weaken the Supreme Court and jeopardize the country's fundamental freedoms. On Wednesday, Netanyahu immediately rejected a compromise proposal by Israeli President Isaac Herzog to resolve the standoff, which has thrown the country into turmoil and drawn international criticism. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online at voanews.com. In Washington, this is VOA News. North Korea fires a missile during military drills involving the United States and South Korea. More from AP correspondent Charles Della Desma.
The North has launched a short-range ballistic missile toward the sea as it ramps up testing activities in response to ongoing U.S.-South Korean military drills. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff say the missile, launched Sunday morning from the North's northwestern region, flew across the country before it landed in the waters off its east coast. The firing was the North's third round of weapons tests since the militaries began the joint drills last week. The North views such drills as an invasion rehearsal. The chief nuclear envoys from North Korea, Japan and the US have condemned the launch as a provocation that threatens peace on the Korean Peninsula and in the region. I'm Charles Della Desma.
Pakistani riot police clashed with thousands of former Prime Minister Imran Khan's supporters on Saturday as his motorcycle arrived outside the court building in Islamabad to face charges of unlawfully selling state gifts he received when in office. Law enforcement personnel fired tear gas to disperse the crowd after stones were thrown at them. The violent standoff prevented Khan from entering the court building for several hours and injured dozens of people, prompting the judge to allow Khan to register his appearance from inside his vehicle and adjourn the proceedings until March 30th. Khan denies the corruption allegations, calling them politically motivated. Advisors to the World Health Organization urged China to release all information related to the origin of COVID-19 on Saturday. This after new findings were briefly shared on an international database used to track pathogens before being taken down by Chinese authorities. Voters in Kazakhstan started to cast their ballots on Sunday after a short but active campaign for seats in the lower house of parliament that is being reconfigured in the wake of deadly unrest that gripped the country a year ago. Martin Sadik is an election observer from Austria.
We can only hope that these elections will contribute to a further consolidation of the society, of the consolidation of democracy, and the idea of a new and fair Kazakhstan will develop with the population really participating in this.
Candidates have raised a wide array of issues, including further political reforms, housing, and rising food prices. A deadly earthquake rocked southern Ecuador on Saturday. 6.8 quake killed 14 people. From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish.